Josh Mallett.
And Andrew Gould, WRPR News. The fast food industry puts a smile on its loyal customers throughout the country, but at what cost? Ever since Billy Ingram and Walter Anderson opened a White Castle in Wichita, Kansas during 1921, fast food has become a staple of the American diet. Last year alone, U.S. citizens spent over $160 billion in restaurants that quickly serve pre-made food that attributes to the growing obesity rate, which soared to 35.7% as of 2012. According to United Press International, eating fast food 4 more times per week ups the risk of suffering a heart attack by 80%.
Say, Andrew, I want to eat something healthy after going to the gym, but I only have $5 for lunch. What are you in the mood for?
I don't know. There's so many choices. How about some McNuggets?
Nah, I'm kind of in the mood for a Whopper and all 37 grams of fat.
What about a 1,700 calorie Baconator meal from Wendy's?
I don't think I have enough money for that, but I can get some Doritos, Locos Tacos, and a burrito. If we choose to consume fast food at least twice a week, the chances of getting type 2 diabetes increases by 27%. Yet, most college students gravitate towards burgers, french fries, and any other greasy goodness they can get for cheap.
What makes these places so appealing to their customers? Ramapo Sr. Howard Young does not consider himself an avid fast food consumer, but he said it's sometimes hard to pass up the temptation and convenience.
This is good, it's cheap, fast, if I'm feeling lazy and everything. And this is usually when I'm out with my friends and everything. If we can't figure out a place to go eat at and we don't want to play tip or anything.
You can't drive a mile down Route 17 without passing 5 different fast food restaurants. But that's not the case for sensible alternatives.
If there were cheaper and healthier options out there, do you think you would go to that or stick with fast food?
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely consider it because, like, most of the fast food places that you go to, the healthy options actually cost more than the regular item menus. You don't really see any healthy options on, like, the dollar menu.
While fast food is easy and affordable, there's always a downside. A customer can eat around 800 to 1,100 calories per visit, and that number may balloon if you cave in and purchase the full value meal. Luke Mallett, a pharmacist at St. Joseph's Hospital in Patterson, gave his thoughts on the subject.
Majority, it's what I like to call it's an empty calorie. So for the amount of food you're eating, a very small amount of food can have a lot of calories. The effects of eating more calories than one needs eventually can lead to obesity, and the effects of obesity can lead to other health problems.
Mallett said the industry is finding ways to seduce customers into coming back for more.
Companies spend millions of dollars purely in food science to develop flavors that people are attracted to.
Even though we're aware of the health implications, we're guilty of indulging in fast food. I go to McDonald's every other day to get coffee and sometimes fall into the trap of ordering breakfast as well.
Hi, can I just get one sausage McMuffin and a small coffee?
Stuck on campus, I become a frequent customer of Rampo's favorite local fast food chain, the Atrium Sky Ranch Grill. Before going to my favorite producing radio class on Thursday night, I need my fix of greasy food from the pay calf.
Hi, can I get chicken fingers and fries, please?
I sat down outside the atrium with Nick Bauer to discuss Rampo's finest eatery.
So, Nick, what did you decide to get today?
I'm indulging in the Buffalo Ranch fries from the Sky Ranch Grill, as well as a bottle of Sprite Zero.
How often would you say you splurge for those Buffalo Ranch fries?
Not often. Usually it's a wrap, maybe a salad. But, I was hungry. I only had a couple bucks on me. It's been a while since I had them, so I figured, when in Rome, but also, when in PayCalf.
His ranch-soaked fries may suggest otherwise, but Bauer normally stays cognizant of his eating choices.
You're usually conscious of your health?
Usually, yeah. I don't typically work out, though. When you're not as active as I am, you really have to watch what you eat. Otherwise, it won't be pretty.
FAT, that is me, but I didn't used to be. I was hot, I was hungry, I was loose, I was free. Then I waited in the line for some burgers and some fries.
In 2004, Morgan Spurlock's documentary Super Size Me shed to light many of these health hazards. While the film alarmed many viewers at first, its influence has waned as time passes.
I've seen the movie before, and the first time I've seen it, I was disgusted by fast food and everything. But because of how many times I've seen it, the last time I saw it in that class, while watching it, actually made me want to get a Big Mac.
In this film, Spurlock ate exclusively at McDonald's for 30 days, eating all 3 meals there for the entire month. He gained an excessive amount of weight while putting his long-term health in jeopardy in an attempt to show the world the dangers of fast food.
See, now's the time of the meal when you start getting the McStomach ache. You start getting the McTummy, you get the McGurgles in there, you get the McBrick, and you get the McStomach ache. Right now I got some McGas that's rocking. My arm.
Are you sweating there?
My arms. I feel like I got some McSweats going. My arms got the McTwitches going in here from all the sugar that's going in my body right now. I'm feeling a little McCrazy.
While it's clear that nobody should eat fast food daily, Luke Mallett said that it's okay to have it every now and then.
So you wouldn't recommend this food to anyone?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I would recognize someone eating a fairly balanced diet. As a pharmacist, you know, I don't see a problem with anyone eating fast food, but it's all about moderation and control. So should you eat fast food? Absolutely. But should you eat it every day for every meal? No. But it's one thing. If you want to have one meal, just be responsible.
What's more important to people, their health or their dollar? As long as the fast food industry continues to spread and outnumber nutritious alternatives, it's hard to see any change in sight. Burger King prides itself on insisting that customers can have it your way, but as the fast food increases its stronghold over the country, maybe we're having it their way. For now, most college kids are loving it, but that feeling might not last for long. I'm Josh Mallett.
And I'm Andrew Gould, WRPR News.
Aren't you hungry?